Welcome to the Living Your Best Life podcast, where we delve into the meaning of living your best life and provide practical insights on how to achieve that. Join me, Sam Wild, life coach, mentor, and guide, committed to helping you reach your full potential and living your best life. As you prepare to listen, take a moment to center yourself. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and clear your mind. Let's begin. Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name's Sam. I'm a coach. And here on this podcast, we talk about all things behavioural change, spiritual development, and creativity. And creativity for me is where the fun is. It's where the excitement lays. And we're going to talk a lot about that over the coming weeks. We're also going to talk a lot about behavioural change. What is our behaviour? Why is it the way it is? Why do we feel limitations? Why do we feel anxiety? Why do we feel elements of depression and not being able to get ourselves out of it? We're going to explore all these topics. But today, we're going to talk about creativity. So as a coach, I feel really privileged that I get to work with many high achievers, people that love being in the space of purposeful creation, or creation with intent, I like to call it. It's very deliberate, because ultimately we're all creative. We may not see that, but we're all creating all of the time, whether that's a conversation or we're creating new thought without really being aware of that. We're still creating. But one of the things I love as a person, as an individual, is to find out from people, what is it that really, really lights them up? What is it that their experience has shown them is meaningful? You know, what impact do they want to create in the world? Why is it that they're stuck where they are and they haven't done it yet? Why and how is their life and the world going to change when they change? See, that to me is kind of the juice behind coaching. Often I think the misconception with coaching is that it's all kind of remedial work. And don't get me wrong, there's an awful lot of grounding work that I do with people as high achievers, because as we begin to achieve and create, we can then become unaware that we're doing it, but we can then start to identify with what we've created. And the danger behind that is that the ego has attachment to it, and that then can put us into a place of need, and it can stop creativity. It brings this sort of heaviness to it. And that for me, again, you know, when I'm working with people that are either just about to begin, say, let's use business for example, they're about to begin a business, or they have a business and they're looking to extend it, expand it, and grow it exponentially. They want this kind of exponential experience. That is where they get stuck. When they have attachment to the need of what they have. And so that's where the grounding work comes in for me. That's where we do a lot of grounding work. We kind of bring people back to their space of clarity so that they continually create and enjoy it and have a lightness and fun to it rather than it becoming so heavy. So if you're somebody that's working on things at the moment, maybe in a job or at home or with your children or in a relationship or with a business, whatever, and there's a sense of heaviness to it, this podcast is perfect for you. And if you have any questions at any point, I love to connect with people. I'm not somebody that kind of will point you to a page or, you know, to anything that is outside of me straight away. I love to connect with people. So if that sounds like something you'd like to do, then you can drop me an email at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. So today we're going to talk about what you want. And one of the first questions I'm really privileged to be able to ask people, and even if they think they've created everything that they want to create, I know that that's not true. One thing that's become very clear for me, or I've become very clear on as I've coached more and more people, is that it's not about what we create. It's about the experience of creation. so often when I speak to people who have created what they think they wanted, whether that's weight loss or whether that's multi-millions of pounds, whether that's children, whatever it is, they still start to want more at some point, or they want something different, or they want something else they want to add to their experience. And it's not really what we create that's the key, it's the experience of creation. So I'd like to ask you the question, as you're listening to me now, what do you want? And I don't want you to go down the road of, what do I need? That's something that happens an awful lot when I first ask that question, and when I get asked that question from my coach as well. Sam, what do you want? My initial reaction is, oh, well, okay, so maybe money, or, you know, because I need a bit more of that, or, you know, okay, my body's not in the best of shape, so I kind of need to do something about that. This question is about, what do you want? What does your heart desire? What do you feel pulled towards? What really lights you up? The important thing for me and the person I'm working with, or group that I'm working with, to remember is that when we're living from a space of want, it has a sense of fun and play and lightness and excitement to it. It's not to say that things don't get hard. Sometimes there's work to be done, and it's hard work. That's natural. But there's still a sense of wanting there. So we don't need endless amounts of motivation, inspiration, accountability, someone to kick us up the arse constantly. At least that's my experience. When I'm working with my clients, very rarely do I have to keep them accountable to things. I'll talk very straight, very honestly, and very openly, and I won't hold back. But something I won't do is hold people accountable. And if I start to do that, then the chances are it's because they're starting to work with what they need, not what they want. So it's my experience that when we create what we need, what we want falls into place. And a perfect example of that actually is my own experience. You know, growing up, I was very much not money orientated, but actually, unknowingly, I kind of was. And I had a mindset and belief, let's call it a belief, which held me a slave, that people who had money were different. You're not somebody who's ever going to have a lot of money. To earn money, you've got to work really, really hard. And it wasn't until a few years ago, where I began my coaching practice, that my coach said to me, Sam, what do you really, really want? And do you know what? It was such a relief to say, I just want to create ease and some money and some space in my life. I don't want to have to slog my guts out for hours to make a good living so I can spend time with my family. And I could see that he saw in me the reaction, that sense of, oh yes, that's exactly what I want. If I don't have all the conditioning around it, if I don't have all the beliefs around it, that is just what I want. No judgment. And he said, right, let's do that. So that's what we did. That is exactly what we did. And so with that came a sense of lightness, a sense of fun and a sense of play. And it's not to say that I don't fall into the trap of need. Of course I do. And we all have needs, right? We all have needs. We've got bills to pay. We've got a health to look after and so on and so forth. But when we're living in that space of need, when we're reacting to our thoughts and our needs constantly, minute by minute, moment by moment, it leads to confusion, stress, anxiety, overwhelm, heaviness, and ultimately not getting what we want. So no matter what you're doing, where you are, whatever it is you're trying to create, what is it that you really want? And I'm always very open with my coaching practice, or at least I like to think. I'm told that I'm very open. And I love to work with people. I love it. It lights me up. It's my life's work to bring out into the world what people want to create and bring it from the formless, which is an idea, into the form, which is into the world that we can see and we can experience. So from the formless to the form. So if ever you're listening to my podcast and anything resonates, like I said, drop me an email and we can discuss it. We can discuss what it is that you want and have some fun with it. So that's it from me today, guys. What do you want? The difference between want and need, and that what you want is okay to go and get. It's okay to go and have. And I can tell you right now with absolute certainty that what you want is possible. We are not limited in any way. You may think you are, but that's the point. It's just a thought. Have a great day, guys, and I'll look forward to speaking to you in episode number 3. Thank you for joining me on the Living Your Best Life podcast. I hope this episode has inspired you to take action towards your goals and your dreams. To learn more about how I can support you on your journey, please visit my website at www.samwildcoaching.com, and that's wild with an E. To connect with me directly, you can get in touch with me at coachme@samwildcoaching.com. I'll look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you in the next one.